Hello, hi, welcome to another episode of A Thousand Voices. Man, we keep going, hey? I love the fact that this topic is forever giving. Like, there's like so much that you can learn. It's like a tree with like a lot of branches, and understanding each branch will just make you a better person. I love the fact that in my speaking, I am relating with all of the stuff that I'm speaking about because I have personally applied it in my life. And as you are listening, I hope that you get to apply these too. And should any of it work for you, please come back and tell me. I would be so thrilled to know that I'm contributing and I'm helping improve your aspects of life. So, this is A Thousand Voices Podcast with your host, Gina Margaret. I am so happy to be joined by listeners from all over the world. Believe it or not, most of my listeners are from the United States. And it's so shocking, but I love it anyway. And if you're listening from Cape Town, I love you so much. If you're listening from Johannesburg, Nigeria, I've seen Ghana, I've seen Kenya, I've seen, actually in the United States, I've seen places like Nevada, I've seen Colorado, and I'm just Denver. I've never personally been to any of those places, but I get listeners from there, which is amazing. And thank you for continuously supporting this podcast, for learning from it. And I hope you share it with people that you know, people that you love. And hopefully they will also get to learn a thing or two. So on today's episode, I'm talking about self-management. Previously, I spoke about social skills. And in this chapter of emotional intelligence, it's multifaceted. And I think it's important that we talk about all of these things so that we don't leave any stone unturned within this chapter. So, self-management, what is that? It involves setting and achieving goals for yourself. This is what I believe self-management is. And staying motivated. Yo, this one is a big one. Managing time effectively. This is a big one, very big one. Then, you know, setting up goals will help you focus on your efforts and also track your progress. Because in this life that we're living in, as much as, you know, you go to school, you find a job, and then you get married, and then you live a life, that is sort of like tedious. You want to have activities, you want to follow your dreams, you know, you want to have certain goals in place to make your life more fulfilling. So let's talk about time management. You have to prioritize what you do. So this can be your work stuff or your personal stuff. Have priorities. If you're working towards buying a house, if you're working towards buying a car, write all of those things down. Prioritize or set deadlines, even like by this date or this year, I need to have this. It's such a good way of managing your time, because once you convince yourself that I'm going to do this and you write it down and you promise yourself that you do it, then you do it. Organizing yourself will help you stay on top of your tasks. At least you have a pathway or like a timeline of the things that you want to achieve, and you look at it every single day or every week, and then you make sure you get things done. Then self-discipline, part of self-management, and willpower. These are essential, and this also goes back to building resilience. I love the term resilience. When you have self-discipline and willpower, this will help you overcome challenges, and it will help you fight for your goals. Like, you will stay on top of business. You will stand on business. Because you know deep within you how you feel once you get that goal achieved. So So you gotta practice that discipline. Like now, I didn't want to talk about this, but I'm not gonna talk about this. I just want you guys to see the result. This is something precious and special to me. So I'm not gonna share it. I'll tell you with the results. So next one is I did speak about discipline, right? Discipline, very important. Oh, next one is self-control. There we go. Boom. Self-control is a big one. You know what you should do. You know what you shouldn't do. We may have the Bible telling us. We may have rules. We may have laws. I still feel deep within you. You will know. According to the Bible, you will know. According to the rules and regulations, you will know what it is. Internally, your intuition will even tell you. Naturally. So I know a lot of people now, especially this self-control thing. I don't want to come across as like an angry teacher, right? But all I'm trying to say is self-control plays a very big role, because we have an intuition, we have a gut feeling, we even have there's that voice that will tell you don't do this, so don't do it. Resist temptation. Just know, like, you're not supposed to do it, don't do it. Like, have self-control. This is part of emotional intelligence. If you want to improve your life, don't do certain things that you feel you're not supposed to do and that you know you're not supposed to do, because all of those things affect your life. There is consequences, guys. Let's not run away from that. So when you know you shouldn't do something, just don't do it. Do not do it. I repeat, don't do it. So, I guess in understanding self-management, right? Now, you know, you have to set your goals. You have to manage your time effectively. And you have to develop self-discipline. Setting goals will be very rewarding, especially when you achieve them and fight for them with everything you got. Fight for them. Make sure you achieve all your goals. That reward you get from yourself after achieving a specific thing, I cannot explain how it feels. It's one of the most incredible feelings ever. And lastly, your time. Audit your time. You only live once. And I feel like we walk on this timeline. I'm a fan of the Umbrella Academy, by the way. If you've watched it, please leave a comment. Tell me who's your favorite character. I love the whole concept of timelines and moving into a different timeline, etc., etc. And it kind of shows how you are born and you die. And you're just walking on this line of time. And within that, that's the only thing you own, I believe. I believe that's your willpower. I believe that is your voice, your chance. And I could talk a lot more about time, but maybe at a later stage. I believe time is your treasure. Everybody has that. And how you decide to sell it, up to you. Sell it through work, sell it through whatever. But you gotta guard it jealously. I'll see you in the next episode.